mix with On the Beat.
See what you can do.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's the Zisu back again. E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. This is episode 69. Today we'll be talking about TV, including Ghosted, The Goldbergs, Fear the Walking Dead, Young Sheldon, Vice Principals, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Inhumans, and The Gifted. We're officially kicking off Halloween month with Nez on Horror and Zisu's Not-So-Scary Movie. Movies including Leatherface, The Others, 2017's Flatliners, and Why Him? And as always, the week in sports, including week four for the NFL season, the NBA preseason kickoff, the week in Funko, including this week's New York Comic Con releases, weekly Star Wars moment, and our weekly random movie and song recommendations. But before I go any further, he's on a road trip from hell. He's being pursued by a lawman out for revenge. It's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Let's get to this, man, because I ain't got much to say.
Okay, yeah, let's dig right into it. Like I said in the intro, we got kicking off Halloween month with that kind of stuff, but we'll get into that when we get to the movie section. We might as well kick it off with TV, do a little quick hits through that. You want to start us off?
Yeah, man, I checked out Young Sheldon, and
rough start.
I don't know if this is gonna last. They're just riding off of the success of how Sheldon's character is and how he was always talking about his younger years on Big Bang Theory. So I guess finally someone said, you know what, let's show everybody. It's only been the first show. This young kid, I think it's Ian Armitage, or I don't know, I can't pronounce these people's names, but he's okay, but he doesn't he doesn't seem like Sheldon. I mean, we're all used to Jim Parsons' character. Jim Parsons actually narrates the show, but he doesn't. I don't know. This kid just. I don't know. Maybe give me a few more episodes. Maybe it'll grow on me. But for any of you Big Bang Theory fans, did Sheldon ever mention he had an older brother? I know he had a twin sister. But I don't ever remember him mentioning that he had an older brother. He's got his brother's name is Georgie, played by Montana Jordan. And I'm like, I never really ever heard him. I mean, I might have missed it, but I don't know. But I mean, the show is just his younger years in Texas. His mom and dad are married because in Big Bang Theory, it's his mom is single. And she's always talking about their dad took off, but he's there. And the one who plays her, the actress that plays Sheldon's mom, Zoe Perry, she kind of sounds like Jackie from Roseanne. What the hell is her name? Lorraine Metcalf. She kind of sounds like her, but not really. And I don't know yet on this show. I'm gonna give it a few more episodes, but for some reason I don't see this show lasting. So we'll see. I mean, it made me laugh. Some of the stuff was funny. He's 9 years old and he's in high school now. And he's just you know how Sheldon is. He's by the book and follows every rule. And he is just reading the high school not the playbook, the rules and everything, rules and regulations of high school. And he's just, he's all about it. And he's just selling everybody out on how they're dressed and how their hair is and all kinds of crazy shit. Just being Sheldon. So, we'll see how this goes. I mean, I don't see this lasting, but who knows? Maybe it'll be a smash hit. Maybe it was just his first episode that was okay, but I don't know. We'll see.
Right. I'm almost surprised they didn't throw that on the CBS All Access, since they're trying to really push that. And as popular as Big Bang Theory is, it feels like this was a more, you'd have to really be into everything Big Bang Theory and kind of, I'll take whatever they give me to be into this. So I don't know. Sounds like you're a little skeptical after one.
Yeah, it was just that first episode, but we'll see where the series goes.
Right. All right, I'll jump over to HBO. I put Vice Principals in the intro, but nothing really to say other than it continues to be funny every episode, every one they do. Really love what they're doing with that show. Just consistently funny every week. So, but the one I will dig a little more into is after like 7 years off the air, Curb Your Enthusiasm returned. Did you ever watch that show or see anything of it?
No, I know what it is, but I never watched it.
Right. Pretty much same here. I knew what it was, never really watched it. It's the creator of Seinfeld, kind of almost a take on like his real life as a person in Hollywood and just his viewings on everyday life. So it's like, it's a lot of what you saw in Seinfeld, but it's kind of cool because it's from the guy that, you know, came up with a lot of it. Obviously Jerry Seinfeld helped with it, but I think what I like about Curb is I'm one of those persons that the laugh track gets to me, and that's one thing Curb doesn't have. It's what Seinfeld had was the laugh track, but Curb doesn't. So, like I said, I didn't really watch the original series, but as it's led up to this return, they've been airing just random episodes on TV, so checked out a few of those, and, you know, had a few laughs here and there, so decided to check out this premiere, and I admire it for them. They just jumped right back in, like nothing happened. It's not like they're like, wow, we're back after 7 years. It was just like they never left, kind of. They just been going along with their same old story. So, yeah, I'm sure if you were a fan of the original, you're excited for its return and what they're doing now. So,
all right. I don't know. I just never really had any interest in the show. So, but
yeah,
everyone's got different taste. But
right,
was that it?
Yeah.
All right. The next show that I watched, I don't know what day this aired. I think it aired Sunday, or I don't know, one of these. I think it was Sunday. This is a new Fox show, Ghosted, and oh my God, this show was horrible.
Uh-oh.
I love Craig Robinson. He's hilarious. Adam Scott's cool. I've always liked Allie Walker. I've seen her in a ton of things. But this show, I mean, I don't know, man. This here's the premise. A skeptic is forced to work with a firm believer of the paranormal and unexplained occurrences in Los Angeles. The skeptic is Craig Robinson's character. He plays Leroy Wright. Adam Scott is Max Jennifer, and Max, he's Adam Scott's character. I think he works at like Lowe's or one of those type of places. And Craig Robinson, his character, Leroy, he's a mall security guard. and they both get sucked in. In the very beginning, some guy is being chased by, I don't know, some organization, and then he kind of makes a video real quick, like, hey, if you guys find this video, look for Leroy Wright and Professor Max Jennifer or something like that, or Doctor. And so this secret organization, I don't know, they kind of seem like they were the Men in Black type of people. And they get these guys and they want them to help them find this missing, whoever he is, scientist or I don't know what he is. But Leroy's kind of like, what? No, I'm cool. Because he was an ex-cop, but now he accidentally shot somebody. And he got kicked off the force. So now, or no, his partner got killed. So now he's a mall security guard. And I don't know, man. I mean, the effects are cool. I mean, Fox has that money to put really into the effects, but it kind of seemed like more of a sci-fi show, something to do with aliens. And
right.
this is Ghosted. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see where it goes. But this first episode was, it was a tough watch. I mean, I watched it on Hulu. It was cool because there was no commercials. It was just straight through. But oh man, I don't know about this show at all. I mean, if that first episode was horrible, I mean, Young Sheldon was better than this. So,
oh,
I don't know, but I don't know. We'll see. I'll give it a few more episodes and just see where it goes. But I don't know if I mentioned this last week, last episode. But did I mention that The Mist got canceled?
No, we just missed mentioning it. So yeah, definitely.
Okay, yeah. The Mist got canceled, and fuck you, Spike TV, because now I don't know what happens or where The Mist came from. I mean, we knew it was some kind of military project gone wrong, but now I don't know what's going on. And spoiler alert: I'm about to give away the end. At the very end, our heroes got away from everybody in the mall, and they come across this train, and they think it's like, oh, well, maybe we can jump on this train and we'll be saved. But when they get to the train station, they see the train stopped, and all of a sudden these guys in like those hazmat suits are throwing people in orange jumpsuits off the train. And then the main guy, Kevin, is kind of like, oh, my God, they're feeding it. So whoever, I assume those guys are scientists or military people, throwing everybody off the train to feed the mist to all these. We don't even know what was in the mist. They didn't even show anything. So that was the end. That was the cliffhanger. We're never not going to know what happened. So I'm kind of like, ugh. But we'll see. I don't know. Maybe somebody will pick it up and we'll continue. Of what's going on, and maybe they can at least give me one more season to what's going to happen. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe Netflix, Hulu, something like that.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Before we get too far away from it, Ghosted. Yeah, we'll see, because I was wanting to check this out, and I completely forgot about it. And right before we started recording, I started it. I got up to the point where they were both kind of grabbed. And so I really didn't get a feel for it. But, I don't know. See if it lasts, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Craig Robinson, he's funny. I mean, and I do like Adam Scott, but I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the writers or whatever, but I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe it'll get better as we go along.
Right. Well, speaking of Fox shows, if I could spin it into the next topic, The Gifted, the X-Men show, that premiered last night, and I was able to squeak that in before bedtime, check that out. I know you DVR'd it, but did you get a chance to check that out?
I got like halfway through it, and I like I like what's going on.
Okay, yeah. X-Men show started off cool with Blink, who is a character they used in X-Men Days of Future Past, so it was cool to see the use of Jamie Chung's character. I wasn't able to pick out really any other X-Men character except for the Stryker family. That's the same guy that was involved with the Weapon X program with Wolverine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they got off to a good start, I thought. Won't spoil the rest of the episode for you, or anybody in general, because it just came out. But, I'm curious to see where it goes. And, we got two Marvel TV shows on TV. We got The Gifted and then Inhumans, which you were able to see in theaters, but I finally got to see the, was it 2 hour premiere?
Yeah, it was 2 hours.
Yeah, I got to see the first 2 hours. So now I'm all caught up with where you were at with that show.
I'm glad they did the 2 hours. I didn't know if they were just going to leave it as an hour and then make me wait 2 weeks before I can see the third episode. But I'm glad they did it this way, so we'll get to see what comes next. I mean, I did have to wait a little longer because I had seen it weeks ago, but
right,
the reviews aren't good, and they're already talking about it. It's canceled already. So
what? Oh man.
Yeah. So
well,
I don't know if that's true or not. It was just some stuff I was reading. Because everyone's like, didn't the show get canceled? And I don't know, stuff I was reading on Facebook and other articles. But from what I understand, Marvel or a Disney, whoever, it's on ABC, so that's Disney. They're going to just finish out the season. And then I don't know if there's going to continue or what. So who knows?
Well, as long as they finish the season. But at least we'll have that, because originally it was supposed to be a movie, so at least we got one season. They're going to have to roll with it. One thing I'll say about it was interesting, the Ken Leung character, Karnak, it was interesting to see him on the Hawaiian Islands in what appeared to be some of the same sets that they shot Lost on. So that was kind of funny to have him return his character Miles on Lost. I'm sure they knew what they were doing there.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, at least all these guys got to live in Hawaii while they were filming some of this. So,
right.
But
I know a lot of people said bad stuff about the effects, but personally, for TV show level, it worked for me. Especially Lockjaw, the dog was probably the highlight of the 2 hours for me. He was really cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, the CGI was it's total TV CGI. So,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
But when you got Marvel and all that, use some of that Marvel money,
right?
So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I won't spoil it for those that haven't seen, but you'll know what I'm talking about, Nez. When they sure found a way around one, having to use one of the effects. And anybody that's watched it knows exactly what I'm talking about. But I think I had seen a picture of it, but I didn't put the two together. Like, I didn't realize that's what they were doing. So it did surprise me. And I was like, man, they sure got away with not having to do that effect now. So,
yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Everyone's bashing Ramsey Bolton. Like, why did you agree to do this? I mean, he's got to work, man.
Yeah, he's got to do something, and why not a Marvel project?
Yeah, I mean,
old.
He just left Thrones. I mean, he's got to work, so just take whatever. I mean, especially if Marvel's in front of it.
And it's old.
You got to, yeah. Okay, it's Marvel, so yeah, let's do it, but. I don't know. From what I understand, a lot of other people are saying this is probably the worst thing Marvel has put out since that last Fantastic Four. So,
yeah.
Don't know. They're also bashing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
I'm not caught up on that. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised that S.H.I.E.L.D. is continuing. I guess I'm glad it is. I still need to finish the end, like the last four episodes of last season, the Ghost Rider season. But, good for them, man. I think this is going to be season 5 of S.H.I.E.L.D., so it really had life.
Yeah, well, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, if anything, they might absorb some Inhumans characters into the S.H.I.E.L.D. show, since the S.H.I.E.L.D. show has dealt with Inhumans themselves. So, but yeah, we'll see. Did you catch Fear of the Walking Dead this
week?
Yeah,
I did. Are you caught up yet?
No, I'm being a bum. I will watch it, but yes, feel free to speak freely on it. You don't have to worry about spoiling it.
I like what's going on, and it did, this cleared up a question that I had, because they were talking about this camp that they were, this ranch that they were living on. They were talking about getting out of it, and I was like, there's a lot of people there. Are they just gonna be in this giant group and move on? And after this last night's episode, I now know my answer. I got my answer. So, but yeah, I like what's going on. I think there's 2 more episodes left in the season, and then we wait. I think like, I don't know if it's a week, and then Walking Dead comes back on, I think, or something like that. But yeah, I like what's going on. I kind of have a feeling where they're going to end it, but we'll see. This episode was pretty good. There was a lot of action, and everyone that's crying around that there's not much zombie action in these shows, but there was a lot in this one, in this episode. So yeah, I mean, we'll see. 2 more episodes, and then Fear of the Walking Dead is over for the season. So yeah, I mean, this season I liked what was going on. I liked the characters that they brought in. There's one character that I hope they bring back into it. So I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, well, you said 2 more weeks or 2 more episodes?
2 more episodes, and then that's it for the season.
Okay, well, either way, I'll try to marathon, set a day aside, and catch all the way up in time. I definitely would like to finish before the Walking Dead returns. So, yep. That's all I had for TV. Got anything else on that?
Yeah, I watched The Goldbergs. That's back. And hilarious show, especially for me, an 80s kid. This whole show's based in the 80s. It was their Weird Science episode, so I thought that was cool. And actually, what's his face from Weird Science? What the hell was his name? Wyatt, that character. Ian Michael Smith. He popped up in the show, so I thought that was pretty sweet. He was one of the teachers, and he's actually a teacher, I believe. I know he quit acting, and he went off to be a teacher. I don't know if it's college or high school or something, but I think the last time that kid has done any acting was in 1991, and he came back. He was this was funny because his name in Weird Science, he was Wyatt Connolly. And his name and the teacher he was Mr. Connolly in the Goldbergs. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, it was a awesome episode. I love the whole Weird Science thing, and it's just another family sitcom. So, but it's hilarious. My favorite character is Bev, played by Wendy Lyndon Covey. I think that's how you say her last name, but she's hilarious.
Yeah.
This is basically Adam Goldberg's his life, and I'm sure it didn't all go like this, but but yeah, but it's a hilarious show. For those of you that watch it, you know, this ABC show takes place in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania in the 1980s, and follows the lives of a family named the Goldbergs. And it's an amazing show. I love it. Their daughter is off at college now, so I'm sure they'll bounce back and forth with her. I think she's in college in Washington, D.C., because this episode, They're actually, the mom and dad are taking her off to college, and she's having her her first day at school and everything, and her mom won't leave her. So, but it's funny. It's a hilarious episode. I'm glad the show is back because this is probably one of my favorite shows right now on ABC. I think The Middle, that's coming back, and this is its final season. So The Middle, that's an amazing show. And I think Blackish is coming back as well pretty soon. I don't know if it's this week or who knows, maybe.
It is.
Yeah, so I think it's tonight or tomorrow. Yeah. No, it's tonight because The Mayor also premieres.
The Mayor.
I'm going to skip it. I'll wait till next week and watch the second episode. I already seen the first episode, and I don't know if I could sit through that again. Right. So, but yeah, the Goldbergs, the Goldbergs, The Mayor, Blackish, The Middle, all those are back. So I'm happy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, one more thing. The season premiere of Big Bang Theory, you know, Amy, I almost said Blossom, but same character. She said yes to Sheldon. And it's just, that was the big cliffhanger last season. So she said yes. Now they're just moving forward with the regular hijinks of Big Bang Theory. The second episode of the season was last night. So just another episode of Big Bang Theory. It was funny. I liked it. Awesome show.
Right. Just to jump real quick back to Goldbergs. I love it too. I actually bought the first season on DVD after the first season. I loved it so much. Kept up with it, but I fell behind in a big way. I was just looking at my TVR. I have 35 episodes to catch up on. They're on season 5 right now, the one you just talked about, Weird Science. And yeah, so that means I missed all of season 4, which had 24 episodes. So yeah, I'm all the way back at season 3.
Jeez.
Crazy. I just did notice, though, that episode 23 of season 4, the episode before the finale, was called Jedi Master Adam Skywalker. So I feel like I should just watch that out of order.
None of the Star Wars alumni was in it, but I remember that episode. It was funny.
Okay. Yeah, I might just jump in, watch that, and then go back 35 episodes.
Yeah, the next episode airs tomorrow, and that one's titled Hogan is My Grandfather. Says Adam's school project about Pops backfires while Beverly teaches an important lesson to Erica and Barry. Well, I guess we see that they're going to be jumping around back and forth with Erica at college. So that's cool.
Cool. Yeah. I guess that's it for TV. Before we get into movies, do we want to talk about our Nezon Horror and Not So Scary first, or the other movies?
Just do the regular movies.
Okay. You want to kick it off with Flatliners?
Yeah. I went and seen the 2017 version of Flatliners, and
no good.
I can wait. I mean, I won't buy it again, or I won't buy it, but this is what made me mad about it. Kiefer Sutherland, if you're listening, you motherfucker, in an interview he said this was a sequel to his Flatliners. It came out in 1990, which was awesome. That movie is amazing, and I love it. And he was like, no, this isn't a remake. It's just a continuation. Well, he was full of shit. This was a total remake. They just changed the... Kiefer Sutherland was the main character in the original one. Ellen Page, Juno, she was in this one. Kiefer Sutherland is in this. He plays Dr. Barry Wolfson. I was hoping that maybe he, I also read this too, that he said, oh, this is a sequel because, I'm in hiding and I changed my name. No, he's not in hiding. This movie was a total remake.
Is he even in?
Yeah, he's in it. I mean, he pops in a few times.
He was misinformationing then.
I don't know. Maybe he was just saying that because everyone was asking him. I'm sure that was probably the main question. And this was another movie to me was like, why did they remake this? And it was, I mean, the effects were awesome. I mean, I loved all that. Diego Luna. he was cool. I thought he was my favorite character in it. But when the shit goes down and all that, did you see Flatliners, the original one?
I did, but I saw it back then, so I don't remember everything about it.
Well, okay. I mean, if you guys are pretty knowledgeable of the original 1990 Flatliners, it's the same shit all over again. Except for in the original Flatliners, they were on a shoestring budget where they had to basically sneak all their equipment into this church or wherever the hell they were doing the experiment. And this one, they were using a hospital, or they were at medical school. The hospital they were at, they had all this stuff way down in the basement. It was like a full operating hospital. They were supposed to use it for, like, in case there was some kind of disaster, and they had to go underground because everything else was destroyed up above. So Ellen Page, Courtney was her name, she found out where this was, and she's the one that figured out all this stuff about wanting to see what's after life, to see the afterlife and doing the whole thing. Stop my heart for a minute, then bring me back to life. And that's exactly what they were doing in the first one with Kiefer and with Kevin Bacon, Oliver Platt, William Baldwin, and Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts. It was just them. And just wanted to see. But with this one, in the beginning, Ellen Page, she has an accident, and her sister dies. And so that it was just kind of bothering her. She just wanted to see what was in the afterlife. So they do all that. There's a couple little changes in it, but nothing. When these remakes, they always change something. But it was pretty much the exact same movie. Okay, I'll break it down this way. Ellen Page is Kiefer Sutherland's character. Diego Luna is Oliver Platt's character. Nina DeBerf, I think that's her name. She is Kevin Bacon's character. James Norton is William Baldwin's character. No, wait a minute. I'm switching characters. Kelsey Clemons, Kelsey Clemons is the Kevin Bacon character. Nina, how many people were in the original one? Kiefer, Julia, Kevin, Oliver. There was five, and there's five in here. So Kiefer, I can't remember, but okay. Nina and Ellen Page were kind of if I say this, I'll ruin it for everyone. I mean, but that's kind of the breakdown of who's who in this remake. It's pretty much the exact same thing. There's one little change in it, but if you didn't see the original Flatliners, then I'd say go see this. But if you've seen it, the original one, and you are a fan of that, you'll probably just come out with it with the same thing I did. Was like, it was all right. But I don't know if I'll watch it again. If I watch it again, it'll probably be on when it comes on cable or just regular HBO or something. But I don't know. I mean, I was let down on this. It got a 5.0 on IMDb, so I think the people that liked it didn't see the original one. So, yeah, see it if you want. That's all I could say.
Right. Pretty much the only movie I saw this week was the new HBO feature film. Every Saturday they have a film. I usually recommend, you know, if you want to check stuff out at the end of the episode, I have this, so I'll mention it again there. But I did watch it the end of 2016. It came out right around Christmas. The comedy Why Him with James Franco and Bryan Cranston. Did you see this one?
No, I DVR'd it. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just looking at the IMDb page, you can see the Metascore. It got a 39, which is not good. But for what it was and how I saw it, considering it was just on TV after the fact, not seeing it in theaters, yeah, it had a few laughs. And that's all you can usually ask from for comedies. Also, it's interesting to watch with Jade is, you know, she's in her last year of high school, getting ready for college and stuff like that. And she kept joking about, like, you know, me being a overprotective parent and whatnot. So that was kind of a fun way to watch it. But Keegan-Michael Key's in it, and I really liked his character. I don't even think I realized in the previews for the trailers that he was in it, but I liked his character. And definitely don't look at the IMDb cast list, because for you, Nez, I think you'll really enjoy there's a surprise at the end of the movie. So don't research it. Just watch it. And I think you'll really enjoy the end of the movie.
All right. I'm looking at some box office. Kingsman is number one. It is number two. American Made, that just came out. So that was number three. Ninjago, then Flatliners. And then Battle of the Sexes.
Those wow. Are
pretty much. Yeah, Flatliners, it only made $6.6 million, and I don't even know how much it cost. I'm sure it cost more than that. It still right. Still bringing in the money, made $17 million, and so did Kingsman. So we'll see about that. But yeah, we're starting our October Halloween stuff, countdown to Halloween. So we are gonna do Nez on Horror, and what was yours called?
Zisu, Not So Scary, Scary Movie.
All right, so let's start off with Nez on Horror. This is one that I talked about before on the show and couldn't wait for it. It was just kept getting pushed back. I don't know if it's going to be in the theaters, but if it is, it's going to be maybe a limited run. So it's supposed to hit the theaters October 20th. I watched this yesterday. This is 2017's Leatherface. Two directors, Alexandre Bustelo and Julianne Moore. I think that's how you say her name. It was just, the characters were just based off of Toby Hooper's classic. This stars Finn Jones, Iron Fist, Stephen Dorff, Nicole Andrews, Lily Taylor, and so forth and so on. A teenage Leatherface escapes from a mental hospital with three other inmates, kidnapping a young nurse and taking her on a road trip from hell while being pursued by a lawman out for revenge. The sheriff is Stephen Dorff. I would say he was my favorite character in this. He was pretty hardcore. He was basically, just quick little spoiler, his daughter got killed in the beginning at the Sawyer farm. So he is just totally blaming that family because there's been all these murders, and every time something happens, the Sawyers are around. So he's pretty sure that they're behind everything. He couldn't prove it, but he knows. So he was always just out for revenge on that family. And so they take away the young kids, and they're put into a mental hospital for I don't know how many years. I would say Leatherface was maybe like 9 or 10 maybe. And he was a teenager when they escaped. And I mean, this is what I loved about it. I love my gore and violence and all that. And there was a pretty good amount in this. Whoever did the effects did an awesome job. There was a lot of blood, a lot of bloody gore and everything. I liked all that. But this if you're going to make a movie about Leatherface, make it about Leatherface on why he is who he is. This really didn't do any of that until the end. I mean, it was only like 1 hour and 20 minutes. It wasn't that long, but this didn't do anything to the Leatherface legacy to me as a horror fan who being there who've seen every version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre with the four original in the original series, the four there, the two, the remake, and then the prequel to the remake, and then this direct sequel, Texas Chainsaw 3D, that was supposed to be a direct sequel to the original one, to the original Tobe Hooper classic. And this is supposed to be the prequel to Tobe Hooper's. And it didn't do anything. I mean, it didn't. Okay, now we know why Leatherface is the way he is. I mean, the only thing I learned in this is why he wears a mask. That's all that pretty much I learned. Other than that, it was just did they try to throw a little twist into this, and it threw me off. So I'll give him that. But I mean, I don't want to ruin. I'm not going to ruin this one, but. If you're a fan of the whole Texas Chainsaw stuff and Leatherface, man, I mean, see it if you want. It was, I was just kind of let down on this one. I mean, I wanted a little bit more backstory. If you're going to make these prequels and call it Leatherface, this is the origin story. Put a little more origin story into your film because they left a lot of it out. And it was all right. But if you want to see blood and gore, man, this is a movie to watch. But yeah, it didn't really do anything. I know this was they made this a while ago because Finn Jones is in it, and I assume this was after his Game of Thrones and right before he did Iron Fist and everything. So yeah, that's the first movie I'm gonna tackle with Nails on Horror. 2017's Leatherface.
Well. Yeah, I mean, I guess you were hoping for a lot better, but I mean, I guess you could always just go back to the original source. You love that film, so.
Yeah, I loved the original one. The one I hated the most was Part 4 out of the first four movies. Right. Next Generation or New Generation or whatever the hell, that movie was horrible. But it is in my collection. I'm a completist, and I'm sure I'll buy this one too just to have it.
Right
in my collection. I would like to see if they do throw extras on this. I would like to see some behind the scenes stuff and how they make it. Lily Taylor, I've always loved her as an actress, and she does a pretty good job as Verna Sawyer. But like I said, Stephen Dorff, he plays Texas Ranger Hal Hartman. He was my favorite character in this because he was pretty hardcore.
Awesome. All right, ready for Not So Scary?
Yep. Let's hear it.
Cool. I'm going to go with 2001's The Others. Just watching this again recently, I saw it in theaters when it first came out, and I was really impressed. Everybody that listens to pods knows that I'm not a huge fan of horror or even scary movies in general, but I think we heard you know, good things about this and ended up going to see it in the theater. Both me and Breezy really aren't too much into horror, but went to see this and just completely impressed with this one. I definitely don't want to spoil it for you, but for those people that may be looking for something to get in the mood of fall and Halloween month, but don't want anything too bloody, this is a really great film I'd recommend for you. It's only rated PG-13. You know, there's a few things that might get you to jump, but overall it's just got this awesome fog, mist atmosphere that just keeps things, you know, kind of spooky, kind of creepy, but never really overdoes it too much. And it's just a great story. I love it. You've obviously seen this one, right?
No? Yeah, I liked it. I totally figured it out the first 20 minutes of the movie, but I liked it.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see if any listeners who hadn't seen it and are going to take this recommendation, I'd be curious to hear back from you on Facebook or wherever if you were able to catch it or not, because I didn't, and I think that's one of the things I loved about it. But even going back, just able to appreciate it once you know, even more really once you know. Like I said, I won't say anything more than that, but I know it's on demand on Dish, and it appears, since I'm looking at on IMDb, they usually tell you if you can rent it on Amazon Video. It actually just says watch now, and it doesn't have a price, so it may be free with Amazon Prime, so it's worth looking into. But either way, 2001's The Others. Yeah, check it out. Not so scary.
Yeah, I mean, I did like it, but it was, like I said, I figured it out pretty quick, so it wasn't much of a shocker. But it is a good movie. It's totally worth the watch, and everyone right. Check it out. But The Others, I say watch that before you watch Leatherface.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, and we'll be back with more Halloween month recommendations next week, but moving right along, I want to talk a little bit of video games. Actually, I was on location for the release of the Super Nintendo Mini this last Friday. I recorded a little bit with a friend of the pod, Mike. You want to listen to that clip right now?
Sure, let's hear it.
Hey, East Society on location. I'm here at the Super Nintendo launch, the classic Super Nintendo, a little mini we've been talking about on the pod, and just here to talk about my experiences at the launch. Got to the target about 40 minutes early. There was already a line about 30 to 40 people, which was about 10 more than last year at the same time for the little NES release, but they had a lot more this year. They had plenty in stock. Last year, they had about 30, and there was about 45 people in line, so not everybody got one. This year, not only was there enough for everybody in line, an hour later, which is when we're recording this, my good buddy here, Mike, was able to come down and drive down, and they still had, what, about like 20?
Oh, man, they had at least 40 or so left still.
Yeah, they had a ton. So it's out there. I don't know if it's going to be in bigger cities, Bay Area, Reno, and whatnot, but right here on the North Coast, no problem this year. I don't know. What was your experience like?
I didn't think I was going to get one. I thought for sure that I was going to miss out on again this year. Last year, I missed out. And then when you called and they said they only had two, I had to come over here real quick, and then I show up and I have like 40.
Right. Yeah, I think they were trying on the phone to lower expectations in case they had a run on it. They didn't want to make any promises, because I'm not even sure they transferred me to the desk where they had them. I think they just talked to me from electronics, and they didn't have a real idea of what they had, so they didn't want to make any promises. They're just like, come on down. You might get one. But as far as the actual games, do you ever play much Super Nintendo?
No. Never was able to play one. My parents would never buy me one, so
right. I
bought one for myself now.
Yeah, and this one's got the HDMI hookup to the TV. 30 games. This comes with two controllers. Super Mario World, Zelda Link to the Past. You never played that one? Zelda Link to the Past?
No.
No. Oh, you're going to love that one. You're going to love that one. F-Zero, Star Fox, a lot of good stuff. So anyways, yeah, it was out here. I have a feeling they're probably going to do pretty good in restocking this if you weren't able to get one. I'd say keep trying. Definitely try to get it before the day after Thanksgiving, because that's probably going to be the last big restock and everybody's going to be out that day. So if you're after one, you know,
go get one.
Go get one. Any final thoughts on the SNES?
No, but I think I'm about to call in sick to work so I can go play it all day.
Exactly. All right. And now back to the pod. All right. Cool. I guess all the follow-up I would say is, sadly, I haven't even tried it out yet. I've been really tempted to, but want to make sure I can still afford to have it. I'd hate to have to return it, but if I have to, I have to. I got a few things going on this month. Obviously, New York Comic Con pops. Hoping to make that trip with you, Nez, to Seattle, and then later that week, to got to take Jade down to Santa Cruz. So still got to make sure the economics work, but it's just, it's a cool little system, and it's, the box matches up with last year, and just looking at the back of the box, again, just the games it has, Super Mario World, Super Mario RPG, Super Mario Kart, Zelda Link to the Past, which is my favorite of Zelda's, Final Fantasy III, Earthbound, which if you've never played, that game is amazing. F-Zero, Street Fighter II, Super Punch-Out, Donkey Kong Country, Mega Man X, Secret of Mana. Yeah, anyways. So, like I mentioned in the clip, they had a lot more than compared to last year. I think last year they got like 45 of the NES minis, and they had, I'd say, probably closer to 75 this time. I don't regret showing up. It was kind of fun as an event to see everybody show up and line up. And they got us out of there pretty quick. They did it a lot better this year with the checkout up front. They had four registers running, so they got everybody out of there. But as you heard in the clip, an hour later, Mike showed up, and they still had about 20 of them. So they did good with the stock this year of the Super Nintendo Classic Edition.
Cool. I've been hearing all kinds of good things about it. Everyone has been talking about how good it is. So,
right. Two controllers. I'm two. It came with one controller.
And I heard one guy said it was as big as a regular cartridge.
Right. Yeah, it's a, it's a tiny little thing.
But so yeah, video games I haven't even touched until dawn yet. I was supposed to do it this weekend, but I got caught up doing other stuff.
Yeah, no problem. Looking forward to hearing what you think about it. Because I knew I wasn't opening the Super Nintendo yet, I took advantage of a Redbox deal. I sent emails all the time, and had a free game rental the same day Super Nintendo came out, so I just headed to the local Redbox and picked up Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. It's another one of these Marvel characters. Like, you got Rocket Raccoon, Iron Man, Gamora, Thanos, Doctor Strange. You got those characters, and then you got Capcom characters like Street Fighter, Ryu, Chun-Li, other Capcom characters, Mega Man, the Dead Rising character, all kinds of characters, and they mash them up. And honestly, I was pretty impressed with the story mode. Most of the time, fighting game story modes, you can get through in like one sitting, like 15, 20 minutes usually. You can get through a fighting game story, but I was pretty impressed. This one is at least an hour, hour and a half. It took a little bit of play the first night of rental, and then to finish it, time the next day. I just used it one day, but it's definitely worth a rental to check out, and it's fun just to mash up and play those characters. If you played any of the Marvel vs. Capcom games before. This is just the newest one. So played that one. You ever played any of those?
Yes? No, I haven't. I'm more of an old school guy.
It's worth checking out. It is like the classic Street Fighters, like kind of 2D fighting, you know. So, and it's really a button masher compared to like Street Fighter. It's fast, and you just jam it on the buttons, whatever, you know. So, seeing what moves you can come up with. But yeah, I'm actually rather impressed with the story mode and how much they developed it. Talking about the Marvel and the Capcom worlds colliding, Ultron and Sigma like combine to make the villain of this game. So yeah, like I said, Redbox has, if you get their emails, they have like free movies or free games all the time. They do free games a lot, and it's worth it because I think they charge like $3 a day. So yeah, take advantage of that. Anyways, ready to move on to sports?
Yeah, Raiders suck. We lost. Carr is out. They're talking about 6 weeks. He's going to be out for some kind of fracture in his back. That hit didn't even look that bad, but hey, I mean, just what I saw. I'm not on the field, and I actually didn't feel any of that. But yeah, man, he's taking a 6 week break to recover. I mean, I hope he heals up quick and comes back, but. We were looking like shit. We were looking like shit the whole time. I got fed up with it and I fell asleep. So, right around the third quarter, somewhere around there, I just gave up and I was laying on the couch watching a game and I passed out.
Ah, that's fun. Yeah. And for 6 weeks, you got EJ the DJ Manuel coming in at quarterback. He's capable. He's spent some time starting in Buffalo, so he's capable, but he's no Carr, so we'll see what happens. On your side, the Raiders side, I got to say, man, they started the season, they looked strong, like one of the best teams in the NFL. And the past 2 weeks, first against the Washington football team and then against the Broncos this week, they took a dip, and now they lost their quarterback. So who's to say? But long season. Last year, I think the Broncos started like 6 or 7-0, and we ended up missing the playoffs. So, long time. Anything can happen. Season's not over.
Yep. In wrestling news, I just found something. It said Ring of Honor indie news. CM Punk has a standing offer to join the Bullet Club. That'd be sweet, but not too sweet. You wrestling fans get it. But I don't know. I mean, that sounds cool and everything, but I don't. I want CM Punk to come back to wrestling, but I don't think he will. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he'll. I'm not caught up on his MMA stuff. I know he was supposed to have another fight. And I'm not sure if he had it already, but we all saw what happened the first time. So I don't know. We'll see. But if CM Punk comes back to wrestling, I'm all for it.
Right. Real quick before we leave the Broncos-Raiders game, one of the things you might have missed or maybe you saw in the highlights, it was probably the most interesting moment of the game, was the Raiders were going to punt back to the Broncos. And I think they really were supposed to punt, but then the Raider punter like just ran to the right. And he didn't get very far. He didn't get the first down, so it was turnover on downs to the Broncos. But he got up and was so mad, he threw the football at one of the Broncos and got another 15-yard penalty on top of it. So no punt and another 15 yards.
See you, dummies.
yeah. But all that being said, you guys almost stole that one. I was watching down to the end. The Raiders had a final drive. We were up 6. A touchdown plus the extra point would have been a 1-point win. That would have been a devastating loss, especially at home. And, you know, like I said, you guys almost had it and then whatever, threw a final interception. But that was close. It was close, you know.
I don't know. I mean, Everyone that was fucking screaming, oh, we're going to be undefeated, quit jinxing us. You jinxed us already. Now look what's happening. Now Carr's out. So
right.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see next week.
Right. Well, the big talk all year, especially the offseason, was how good the defending Super Bowl Patriots got. And they're 2-2 right now, too. They just lost again at home again to the Panthers this week. So, like I said, though, long season, anything can happen. As of right now, the Kansas City is on top of our division. They're undefeated, only undefeated team. They're 4-0. The Broncos are 3-1. The Raiders are 2-2. And the Chargers are 0-4. They are winless. So, speaking of, I think I mentioned this before, but have you seen the stadium that the Chargers are playing in this year in L.A.? It's where the soccer team, the L.A. Galaxy, play. It's real tiny.
No, I thought they were playing in that L.A. Coliseum.
That's where the Rams are playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Chargers. It's weird to see because they're in a little stadium. And on top of that, they were playing the Philadelphia Eagles. And from what I heard, like 3/4 of the crowd was for Philadelphia Eagles this past week. So it's kind of a really weird experience. I heard since it's like still a few years away from being complete, the Rams and the Chargers are supposed to share a stadium. I heard the NFL might vote to make the Chargers go back to San Diego. So yeah, that'd be interesting.
I don't know. And just all this nonsense with teams going everywhere and now they're wanting them to go back. And now the Raiders are thinking of staying in Oakland just because the A's are getting a new stadium.
Right.
Come on, guys. Make up your mind.
Exactly. The last thing I want to mention on sports, just real quick, was the NBA preseason. Warriors kicked off the other day. I wasn't able to catch the game, but it was exciting to see the highlights and the Warriors back. The big clips that appeared were the Warriors missing, like, they kept getting the offensive rebound, but they missed like 6-7 shots in a row. But it's preseason. It's funny to laugh at, but I'm not obviously concerned at all. Nick Young making his first three. It was a contested three, a big rainbow three. That's one of our big pickups this year. Another shooter off the bench. So right now, actually, the Warriors are in China, and they're going to be playing, I can't remember, I think it's the Timberwolves. I'm not 100% on that, but it's interesting. Our time, Pacific time, 11 at night is when the game is going to be. So a real late start, 2 in the morning Eastern. So anyways, preseason continues, and we're just right around the corner from the start of the regular season. And I also, one more thing I forgot to mention, baseball postseason starts today. The Yankees and the Twins in a one-game playoff tonight. So, yeah.
Go Yankees.
Yeah. It's at New York, too, so good chance they'll take it. We'll see. And like last pod, I mentioned that Matt Cain was retiring and was having his final start, and that was the same day they gave out the BB-8 pop at the Giants game. I would love to pick that up, but like I was saying, the ticket was like $180 for that. But sounds like it was a good experience if you were a Giants fan. Matt Cain was good for 5 innings and a good final start to finish his career, so that was cool. Send him off the right way. Yeah, that's all I had. For sports.
I got nothing.
Okay. Moving on to the week in Funko and collecting. I've been teasing it for weeks now, so I figure why not just get right into it. It wasn't a big week for pickups for me. So this is the week of New York Comic Con, and normally you're attending, Nez, but it didn't work out for you this year?
Nah, I just got some other stuff I got going on, so
right.
I'm not making it out there. But I'll make it out there next year.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully I can get right to and join you. But I just want to share with everybody some of the places you can find shared exclusives. Because even if you attend Comic-Cons these days, it seems like it's actually easier to get your exclusives online or with a shared store. So I want to share some of the stuff that's out there that everybody might be interested. As far as what GameStop's getting, they're getting... what's the character from Walking Dead? He has the half-burnt face.
Fuck.
I can't make out his name, or I'd tell you. I just can't remember.
I can't remember his name. Someone's yelling at us.
Yeah, they're yelling at us.
That guy.
That guy is a GameStop exclusive. 11 in her hospital gown, and she's got a little the head reader thing. And then they got a series of 8-bit characters that they look like 8-bit video games. Batman, Dig Dug, and Shredder. Those are kind of interesting. They're very different because they look like old NES-style characters. Old Man Logan. FYE is getting Lyanna Mormont, who we talked about being so awesome, Little Lady Mormont on Game of Thrones. They're also getting Zack Ryder, so there's that. There's also going to be a different exclusive, only 500 made Zack Ryder at the Funko signing. I think that was the 17th, so we're still hoping to hopefully make that. We'll see.
Dwight.
Barnes & Noble.
Dwight is his name.
Dwight. There you go. You got it. Dwight at GameStop. Okay. Barnes & Noble's is getting some pretty good ones here, including two kind of must-haves for me from Star Wars. Saw Gerrera with his hair and a metallic Death Star droid. Got to have those Star Wars ones. They're also getting a black chrome Batman. That looks pretty nice and shiny. A glow-in-the-dark Balrog from Lord of the Rings. And Grindelwald from Fantastic Beasts. You know who that is. Hot Topic is getting a pretty good selection, and they're usually some of the best retailers to count on. Like you can show up at the store and know they're going to have it. They're getting the Grandmaster from Thor Ragnarok, a flocked version of Lockjaw from Inhumans. That's really cool. Love the fuzzy flocked ones. Scrooge McDuck in a pile of money, which is real unique. The base of him, you don't even see the legs. It's just a stack of money, coins. So that's pretty cool and unique. A version of Snape, if you're familiar with the Harry Potter movies, as the Boggart, where he's dressed up like Neville's grandma with the hat with like the bird on it, kind of vulture looking like. And then they got a couple of Kingdom Hearts Halloween exclusives. These will be really cool for displays this month. Goofy and Donald. Goofy is like Frankenstein and Donald as a mummy. If you have a Books A Million around you, which I don't, and I've actually never ordered from them online, but I know you can. Books A Million has Jack and Nagar from Game of Thrones. It's pretty cool. And then finally, Toys R Us has Superman as he appeared in the original Action of Comics, kind of like first appearance Superman. They got a Boba Fett in his ship, the Slave One. That's really cool, and I want it, and I love Boba Fett. I have the Mandalorian tattoo on my arm, but it's a little high-priced from what I found out. I think it's $40, $39.99. It's kind of high for a ship, and I have one of the ships, Vader and his TIE Fighter. They're not much bigger than a regular pop, so... not sure why it's so pricey. But. And then finally, Toys R Us also has Beast Man from He-Man, and he's flocked fuzzy. Gotta love those. And Destro from G.I. Joe, and he's got the cool chromed out, if you're familiar with last year's Colossus chrome. It's just like that. So anyways, the full list of shared retailers goes up Wednesday. So we're recording this on a Tuesday. So more there, but I'm mainly after the Star Wars ones. Star Wars ones are the must-haves. So I'll be after that. You after any of these, Nez?
Probably the Destro one.
Destro? Yeah, Toys R Us.
I'm a huge G.I. Joe fan. So
yeah,
out of all those, that sounds cool. But $40 for the Fett? No.
Right. Yeah. And we'll see if it shares a number, too, because that's kind of the thing, that box number thing. Like, Star Wars is my main thing, so I like to try to get all the numbers. There's some I'm never going to fill in from early in the line because they were Comic-Con and, like, Dallas Comic-Con and Seattle Comic-Con, like, and the prices are, like, in the thousands now, so... Unless I win the Powerball or something, no, those are never going to happen. I'm never going to fill in those numbers, but... Anyways. Got anything else for collecting or Funko or pickups?
Nope. No, I didn't get nothing, so...
Okay. Moving right along. Weekly Star Wars moment this week is something I just want to mention, and I'm not doing a year thing. I could have mentioned this in TV, but I'm just going to mention it now. Did you hear they aired a Forces of Destiny special on the Disney Channel?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Forces of Destiny, it's aimed towards a younger viewer. It focuses a lot on the female characters of Star Wars, but it doesn't just have the female characters, but especially it has Ahsoka, Jyn, Rey, Leia, Padme, all those characters, Sabine. And just this last week, they aired a special called Star Wars Forces of Destiny Volume 1, where they aired all the little shorts. You can watch all of these on YouTube on the Star Wars YouTube channel, Forces of Destiny. They're cool and they're nice. Like I said, they're short. They're like 3 minutes long each. So they took and they gathered all of them up. What was cool about the TV special is they had a few that they hadn't shared online yet, including one where it was like a story of Rey, Finn, Han, and Chewie on the Millennium Falcon, like as they're traveling to Maz's castle, like while they're in hyperspace. There's a little mini story, so... and also another fun little touch they did just for this TV special was in between the little parts, they had Maz Kanata kind of narrating and giving her wisdom, and that was cool. So, and the really cool thing about this is they got pretty much everybody's voice that is involved with it. They got Daisy Ridley to do Rey. They got Felicity Jones to do Jyn. They got the... actresses from Rebels and Clone Wars to reprise their characters. So I think even the character, the actress that plays Leia on Rebels, they got to do Leia. So it's cool and worth checking out. And you could probably catch a re-airing, DVR it on the Disney Channel, or you could just go right on YouTube and check those out. And like I said, it's you can get through them really quick. They're only like 3 minutes each, so. Definitely worth checking out. So, yep.
What's next?
I guess we're all the way to random recommendations, which is kind of like we're doubling up with recommendations, I guess, with the horror and now our standard. So, you want to kick it off?
Go ahead. I'm still trying to figure one out.
Okay. I'm going to recommend The Lost City of Z. You can watch this on Amazon Prime for free right now. I actually rented it when it was on Redbox. You can also pick it up there if you don't have access to Amazon Prime. But this is basically kind of a... It's based off a true story, but it's a story with the kind of feel of a more real-life... Indiana Jones type character, like an explorer, but a more kind of real world based. It's a lot more on the drama side than I would say adventure. But It's interesting and worth checking out. It has, what's his name? Charlie Hunnam, who you may be familiar with from Sons of Anarchy or Pacific Rim or any of his other roles. But he's the main character. But his son, interestingly, is played by Tom Holland, the most recent Spider-Man. So, like I said, don't go in expecting action-adventure, which is usually what I love. But it's some good performances, and it has a more subtle action-adventure to it, a more real-world exploring. I don't know why this comes to mind, but if you know the animated Pixar film Up, like that idea of that guy in there who was like exploring the jungle looking for lost cities and stuff, that's kind of what this is. Like I said, more on a realistic level. And you get like kind of a postscript at the end, like some movies do, where they really tell you the real history of what these characters are and what they really went on to be after the story. So, yeah, The Lost City of Z. You can check it out on Amazon or at your Redbox.
All right. All mine are going to be horror movies this month. So I'm going back to 1981's John Landis horror comedy classic, An American Werewolf in London. This movie is so fucking awesome. It won Academy Awards for the effects. This one is about two American backpackers, David Kessler and Jack Gordon, backpack across the moors of Yorkshire. As the darkness falls, they stop at into the slaughtered lamb. They get kind of kicked out of there really quick. And then this is when it's at night. They come across while they're in the bar, they're hearing the stories of what's going on. There's a kind of like a little shrine thing that's I can't remember what they called it on the wall that kind of like just it's like wears off werewolves. So while they question that, and then they're kind of like, all right, you guys need to leave. So they end up taking off, and then they get attacked by a werewolf. One of Jack, he gets killed. Jack is played by, the hell's the cast on this thing? He's Louise. Griffin Dunn, he plays Jack. He ends up getting killed. David Kessler is played by David, I guess it's Naughton. He survives. Jack gets killed. And the legend of the werewolf is whoever gets attacked by a werewolf becomes a werewolf at the next full moon. So Jack is kind of just going through this. Or not Jack, David. He is getting visited by his dead friend, Jack, the one that got killed by the werewolf. And he's trying to warn him, like, you need to... the werewolf curse needs to be severed. You need to kill yourself to end it. If you don't kill yourself, you're going to become a werewolf. And then everybody that the werewolf kills is going to be walking in limbo, I guess. So, but this movie is awesome. It's out there. I don't think it's streaming on. Wait a minute. I think it's streaming on either Amazon or Hulu. I'm pretty sure it's Amazon. So if you have the Amazon Prime, check it out. It's streaming on there, or you can find other means of finding it because it's out there. And this movie is a true horror classic. John Landis, awesome director. He's done a ton of stuff that I love. Animal House being my favorite out of his movies. And it spawned a sequel, An American Werewolf in Paris, which was horrible. Stay clear of that. That came out in 97 and it sucked. And this movie is amazing. Rick Baker did all the special effects, and he won an Academy Award for it. So, yeah, man, it was awesome. I love this movie, and it's a true classic. So if you guys have seen it, you already know. But if you haven't, check it out, An American Werewolf in London.
Awesome. My random song this week is going to be off... kind of a mashup, mix-up, MF Borat. This track is going to be called Paper Mill. If you're familiar with what the artist Doom does, sometimes MF Doom, if you know Ghostface Killah, when he first came out Wu-Tang, he always wanted to wear a mask and not show who he was. He quickly got past that and we saw who he was. But this artist, if you're familiar with his hip-hop work, he really has been able to kind of keep himself like a mystery in who he is. He's even done some interesting things where he sent other artists as him to shows and performed. Like Mos Def did a show for him once, like with the mask on, and it wasn't even the actual guy. So I'm really a fan of this guy's work, even though this is more of like a mashup. It wasn't really him. The MF Borat album was done by a kind of mix-up artist, DJ Dig Dug. But I only found that out by kind of researching this project. You can get it for free if you just search MF Borat. But it combines the kind of clips, sound bites from Borat with verses from Doom with kind of like Middle Eastern or Eastern European kind of beats. And this Paper Mill track is so good. The beat is so catchy and I love everything about it. And definitely check that out. It's another one of those you can just go and research and type in MF Borat or Paper Mill Doom. It'll pop up. You can probably easily find a download of it. So check it out.
Yeah. We just lost the great Tom Petty yesterday, which was October 2nd. I believe he had a heart attack and they took him into the hospital and they just pulled him off life support because it just didn't seem like he was going to come out of it. He was getting no brain activity. So he lasted a little while and then he eventually passed on. So my heart goes out to the Petty family and the Heartbreakers, his band, and everybody that he's worked with, Traveling Wilburys and just numerous other musicians that Tom Petty has worked with. I'm a huge Tom Petty fan. He's one of the reasons that I play music. I've always loved him, and his videos were cool. His 80s videos were awesome. I loved him when he popped up on It's Gary Shandling show. He was really good friends with Gary Shandling, so he popped up on that show all the time. And if you know who Tom Petty, he's really just kind of laid back. So that was what his character was. He played himself on Gary Shandling, so that was always cool. But I'm going back to 1979 to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album, Damn the Torpedoes. It's the number one track on the album, and it's Refugee. I love this song. After I heard the news of what happened to Tom Petty, I just kind of just played this song like over and over, because I think this is like one of the very, very first songs that I heard of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and I've always loved it. So it takes me back to when I was really young when I first heard it. And I mean, the first time I heard this song, it was like on a commercial for a radio station. I don't remember what the radio station was, but they're like, oh, we play all the latest rock hits. And this was one of the songs that they played just really quick. Just like the chorus, and I always liked it. And then when I finally found out who did the song, I've always loved it. So, yeah, once again, the great Tom Petty has passed on. So, but he left us with a lot of good music, not just the song that I'm recommendation, but he's got a ton of stuff. And all you Petty fans, I'm sure you feel the loss like I do. So he's an amazing artist. I didn't know him as a man, but just a little bit that we do know about him, he seemed to be really cool. And he will be missed, but his music will live on. Rest in peace, Tom. And again, our hearts go out to all the Petty family and everyone that he's worked with.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, crazy day yesterday between that and the Las Vegas thing, obviously, that went down. That was completely shocking. Almost don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah, the tragic shooting in Las Vegas, some idiot maniac started firing an automatic weapon on the concert goers at some country music festival. I don't really know who was playing. I believe it was Jason Aldean or something. I think that was his name. I'm not sure, but yeah, he opened fire on the crowd, and from what I understand, I think it was like 150 people got killed. Was it 150 or
it was
50?
It was like right over 50.
Oh, okay. So I must have read something wrong then, but yeah, it was a lot of people, and it's just there's some people that are missing, so hopefully they can find, because I guess the hospitals weren't really releasing who was there. So, but it's real tragic in of what's going on. I'm all for guns. I'm not one of these ones that, oh, there needs to be stronger gun laws. It to me, it doesn't matter what the gun law is. If people want guns, you're gonna get them. So I know there's a lot of people that are screaming gun laws and this and that. I'm the type of guy, I don't own any guns, but I eventually will. I don't care how many guns you have. It's the automatic weapons things that I'm kind of like, do we really need automatic weapons? But
right.
There's ways you can modify your weapons now, so it doesn't really matter. Assault rifles, hey, I want one just because I want one. But yeah, I mean, but there's other people that think different than what I think. So, but I'm all for guns and everything. So, but it's guns. The guns don't kill people. Stupid idiots with guns kill people. Don't blame the guns. You can't. It's just these idiots that have them. And like I said, if you want a gun, you can get one, be it illegally or legally. You're gonna get one. But I mean, this all this gun stuff needs to stop. It's tragic. Yeah.
Yeah. What I would say to that is, and I honestly, I'm just repeating what I read here. I can't speak to it with any, certain knowledge, but, Mark Hamill just posted this morning. He reposted another actor. I don't know if it was Josh Gad or somebody, but, in a little Instagram post, I saw Mark Hamill reposting and saying that, if anything, a place that the U.S. could learn from is Australia. I guess they passed some kind of law and haven't had a mass shooting since they passed their law. So I'm not sure what that is, but sounds like we might be able to learn from that. So,
but then again, it doesn't matter what the law is. If, like I said, if you want if you want a gun, you're going to get it. So
right. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
we can have all these gun laws, but it's just, if you want a gun, you can get one. There are these criminals that are out there selling guns out of the back seat or out of the trunk of your car. So, I mean, it's putting gun laws. I mean, yes, you can make these gun laws. If you make them, you make them, and I'm going to follow them. But I'm just saying, all these maniacs that do these mass shootings, they're going to get weapons from somewhere. I mean, most of the times, not all the times, but sometimes these are all illegally guns. And this guy clearly had a automatic weapon. So I don't know We don't know if he modified it. We don't know his reasonings for behind it, but it's just, this is all craziness. I mean, we need to stop. I keep saying this, we all need to live here. We all need to live together, but there's always crazy people out there. And my heart goes out to everyone that was there, all the victims of it. Everyone there was a victim. Everyone was within the area. The people that we lost, my heart goes out to their families. And it's crazy times, everybody. But I always say, man, we all need to stick together. We all need to be on the same page, first of all. And right. We all need to live together. Let's stop the madness.
Right. And to end on a positive note, the I know a lot of our listeners are probably, well, not everybody, but, you know, I know we do have some listeners in the Reno Sparks area and maybe in Vegas. I saw that even though it's that far upstate, if you're in the Reno Sparks area, they're accepting donations, blood, whatnot in the Reno Sparks area. So if you can, you know, they need the help. So,
yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, everyone, if you can donate blood to these, there's plenty. You can just go online and figure out where to go to help everyone out. And again, our hearts go out to all the victims involved and to all the families that lost their loved ones. We're with you guys.
With you, yes. All right, tough to kind of spin it off of that, but just moving on to what you can look forward to the next week, what's going to be in theaters and whatnot. Netflix, I tried to research what was coming out this Friday. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know if you know what's coming out, but HBO, like I mentioned, Why Him was the new movie they threw up, so that's up. As far as what's in theaters, we've got The Mountain Between Us, which is, I guess, like a survival romance movie. Kate Winslet and Idris Elba. I don't know too much about it, but that's coming out. And the big one, Blade Runner 2049, which is getting really good early reviews. So I'm looking forward to that.
I will give you, you'll get my review when I see it. Because I don't believe all those people are, they've been letting me down lately with, this movie's awesome, go see it. And I go see it and it's shit. You fuckers that reviewed Flatliners, you guys were full of shit. It was horrible. But anyway, but I'm sure it's going to be badass. This last trailer that that they put out, I was like, whoo, I can't wait. I'm a huge Blade Runner fan, and I'm definitely going to watch Blade Runner before I go see this one.
Right. Oh, I forgot to mention, I didn't actually have a pickup this week, but this last Sunday, Hot Topic had the release of the Blade Runner Pops and the Disney Pixar movie Coco, and both of those had a chase. And I'm not sure if the sapper was is a character a sapper? Was that in the original Blade Runner?
I don't remember.
It may not be. It may not be. Either way, because the Pops are for the new movie. There's a character sapper. And the regular version is just a regular bald-headed guy, but they have a chase, a 1 in 6 out there. My local Hot Topic did not get it, but it's really cool. His helmet is on, and the helmet is really detailed. So it would have been nice to pick that up, especially before the movie comes out. I'm sure once the movie comes out, it'll be even more people after it. Was trying my luck on eBay on Sunday right after it came out. I was seeing if people wouldn't realize that it was out and it was a thing, and there was one going for 15. I bid like 18 on it, and seriously, in the last minute, it flew all the way up to $32. So missed out on that, but yeah, it's worth checking your Hot Topics and your Toys R Us's right now. Both of those places are getting Blade Runner and Coco Pops, and they have a chase for each of those. So anyways, but that's all I had for this week.
What was it called? A sapper?
Sapper, yes.
There was none of that in the original, unless it was just Batista's character? He's Sapper Morton.
Oh, is that who it is? Now I want it even more.
Yeah.
I love Batista.
yeah, he was not in the in the other one.
I
had to look real quick. I was thinking, well, could have been one of those little animatronic things, but I guess not. But no, it's Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista, for you WWE fans, Batista's in this. It looks like he's just going to be in the beginning, and I don't think he's lasted long. Who knows? Maybe he gets away, but we'll see. But I'm definitely looking forward to that because that movie looks fucking amazing. I was happy to see. I didn't know that Jared Leto was in this, so I'm happy that he's in it.
He's got a pop, too.
but yeah, next week you'll definitely hear our Blade Runner. But you know what? I'm thinking we might have to do a Blade Runner show.
Cool.
Did you have? Can you get the original one?
Somewhere. Track it down. Sure.
Yeah, try to get the original one and watch that, and then we'll just do a big Blade Runner show, because I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of discussion, sure. And maybe we'll get some other people on here to join us, like we did the It one. But I don't know. But if we don't, we're still gonna give you our little review of it next week.
Also, before I forget, I want to shout out Breezy and Chris. They've been downloading our podcast, but now they've been using them to listen on their runs. They're training to run in Greece here in like a month. So shout out to you guys. And they want to come on the pod at some point and talk some Star Trek Discovery. So hopefully you get a chance to check out that first episode at least. Maybe we can have them on here in a week or two.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. So when I find it, we can definitely do that. Yeah, we'll work out a time for them, because I know they're in a totally different time zone. I think they're like 6-7 right. hours in front of us. So
exactly.
But another quick shout out, Out of Necessity podcast. If you guys aren't listening to it, do check it out. Episode 4 is coming soon.
Yes, tonight. Basically tonight.
Yeah, so it'll be out when I put it together. So if it's not out tonight, it'll be out tomorrow. So, but yeah, awesome show. Do everyone check it out. And everyone, thank you so much for listening to our show. Everyone throughout the world. I see the Netherlands are listening to us. Thank you so much. And that's going to be it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's all I got too. So in the words of the others, sometimes the world of the living gets mixed up with the world of the dead.
And Ryan Gosling saved the Jazz.